Now, boys and girls, last time you remember we saw how Joshua, the man who had led the children of Israel into the land of promise, eventually died. But before he died, how he preached those two great sermons to the children of Israel, reminding them of all that God had done for them, and how then they were to serve the Lord, and the Lord indeed was to be their master and their king all the days of their life. Now you may remember something that we read out of God's word, that the people of Israel in fact did serve the Lord their God all the days when Joshua was alive, it says, and also after Joshua had died, and all the elders or all the leaders of the children of Israel that then came after Joshua. But then something sad began to happen. When those men began to die, then the children of Israel began to turn away from serving the Lord their God. And so God did what God very often did with the children of Israel in those days. He sent punishments against them. He raised up other nations, and these nations fought against the children of Israel. And there were many, many times when the children of Israel were in great distress. But God didn't only do that, of course, many times in the life of the Israelites, but God also raised up deliverers, or raised up saviors, as you would say, to deliver the children of Israel from the hand of their enemies. And he did that on many, many occasions. Now, the book that follows after the book of Joshua in the Bible is called the book of Judges, because it tells us about these saviors or these deliverers of the children of Israel who were called in those days the judges. Now, when we think of a judge, we mostly think of somebody who sits in a court, isn't that right? A man that wears one of those strange kinds of wigs and has on a great big cloak. That's what we think about when we think about a judge. But in the Bible, that's not what a judge really was. He was that in part. Sometimes they judged the children of Israel in that way. But for the most part, they gave them good advice. They told them what to do. But above all things, they fought for them. When there came those enemies and God raised up one of these judges or one of these leaders, then those people went out and they fought for the children of Israel. So in the book of Judges then, it's those judges, it's those deliverers, it's those saviors that we're told about. So I want to tell you over the next few weeks something of some of those judges in the land of Israel. Now the first, really two we want to look at together. The first one was a woman in fact, and her name was Deborah. Another sad thing that had happened in the life of the children of Israel was this, that the men out of the children of Israel weren't very faithful to the Lord their God. And perhaps, you see, as we sometimes apply things out of the sermon to young people, maybe out of this children's address we can take a word to ourselves, brethren. In the book of Judges, one of the sad things that had happened was this, that the men of the children of Israel had grown very lax in the things of the Lord their God. And so it is significant that among the deliverers, among the saviors that God raised up, he raised up this particular woman, this woman Deborah. So boys and girls, the Bible tells us that Deborah was a very, very faithful woman. She lived by a palm tree. Her house must have been near a palm tree. And she would go out, the Bible says, and she would sit under this palm tree, and the people would bring their troubles or their queries, their questions to her, and she would advise them what to do. So she was a judge, you see, in that sense. But then, as I say, the great way that the judges came into their own, showed themselves to be what God intended them to be, was when they delivered the children of Israel from the hand of their enemies. And the great enemy in the days of Deborah was the Philistine, was the Canaanites, the people who had lived in that land before, and they raised up a great army. And the captain of that army was a man called Sisera. The Bible tells us that Sisera had 900 chariots of iron, and they were very, very fearsome things. Out of the wheels of these chariots of iron, there were great big scythes. Now, you know what a scythe is. You ever see somebody cutting long grass, and they've got a big thing on a pole with a big sharp blade on the end of it, and they go through the long grass or through the hay, and they cut it with that instrument. Well, that's called a scythe. And these chariots that Sisera had in his army, they had great scythes out of the wheels. And so as these chariots come charging trudging along the plain, being pulled by three or four horses at a time, these scythes would spin round, and they would, of course, do great destruction among those that they were fighting against. Well, those were the enemies. Sisera, with that great massive army, and the children of Israel very weak. So God spoke to Deborah. Deborah went then to a man called Barak, and she said to Barak, "You're to come and you're to fight with me against Sisera. You're to lead the army." And Barak, you know what Barak said? He said, "Well, I'll go as long as you come with me." And you see, in a sense, although he was the best of the men at that time, he still wanted Deborah to go with him. But the important thing was, of course, that God was going to go with them. And so they went down to a stream called Kishon. And there at the stream called Kishon, they began to fight with the chariots of Sisera's army. The heavens opened. Great thunderstorm came, and as the rain came down, harder rain, I'm sure, than we've ever seen, it began to beat and blow into the face of Sisera and his soldiers, and it blew away from the armies of the children of Israel. And then, of course, the stream Kishon, it began to swell, the waters began to run over, and the ground became muddy. And when that happened, of course, the chariot wheels stuck in the mud. And the children of Israel then defeated the armies of Sisera. Sisera fled. He jumped out of his chariot, ran as fast as he could. But the Bible tells us how he finally met his death. And so God raised up deliverers, raised up saviors. God came. And as Deborah sings a song about how God gave them that victory. And in that song, she tells us about all that God did and how God was to be praised for delivering them. Now, we don't fight wars like that nowadays when it comes to the things of Jesus Christ, our Savior. But we've got other battles to fight. We fight with the world and with the flesh and with the devil, says the Word of God. And so God gives us victories, of course, when we rely on Him and we look to Him. But the great lesson, boys and girls, once again, you see, all of those saviors, because that's what they were, that's what the Bible calls them, all of those deliverers for the children of Israel. And what really were they pointing to? Way back there, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years before Jesus Christ came, they were pointing to Jesus Christ, of course, as the great Savior, as the real deliverer of men and women and boys and girls. And always that lesson, boys and girls, that in the Word of God, it's always telling us really about Jesus Christ, our Savior and our deliverer, when we believe in Him with all our hearts. So remember then, after the book of Joshua, when the children of Israel have come into the land that God promised to give them, comes the book of Judges. And a judge means a deliverer, a savior. And of course, God would send the great Savior in Jesus Christ, His Son.